Minister Benjamin Netanyahu marked 1 month since the deadly attacks by Hamas by confirming there will be no ceasefire in Gaza. But Washington's focused on hostages today. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can only imagine the anguish that these families are still going through, the strong desire to get that seat filled at the dining room table again. We are going to continue to pursue every possible measure that we can to get those hostages released and to get those folks back with their families where they belong.
Investigators haven't ruled out hate crimes charges following the death of a Jewish protester in Thousand Oaks, California, near L.A. Ventura County Sheriff Jim Fryhoff.
During the investigation at the scene, deputies determined that the altercation with Mr. Kessler, he fell backward and struck his head on the ground. What exactly transpired prior to Mr. Kessler falling backward isn't crystal clear right now.
So far, no arrests have been made there. Abortions on the ballot today in Ohio. CBS's Jerika Duncan has more on issue one.
We need to protect the rights. And if this is the legal way to do that, then that's why I'm out here to support that, because I do believe in choice.
The proposal would only allow the state to ban abortion after viability, which doctors generally consider to be around 22 to 24 weeks, except for when it's necessary to protect the life and health of the mother.
Abortion also a concern for voters in Virginia.
It's a highly unpredictable election, with Virginia's Senate narrowly controlled by Democrats and the House narrowly controlled by Republicans. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has made it clear that if Republicans do take full control, one of their priorities will be to pass a ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Nick Iannelli for CBS News, Fairfax County, Virginia.
The Supreme Court's hearing a big gun rights case today in Washington. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
The U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preliger, speaking in favor of the law, told the justices,
"Guns and domestic abuse are a deadly combination. All too often, the only difference between a battered woman and a dead woman is the presence of a gun."
A lower court in New Orleans overturned it. Extreme weather is causing sour grapes for wine lovers.
Expect to pay more for this before too long. Global wine production has hit its lowest level since 1961. Extreme weather events have helped push output down 7% this year, and that could bring higher prices.
That's CBS's Vicki Barker. Starbucks is increasing pay at least 3% next year for most hourly workers after a record revenue year. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids results are in. Ailey Waite was crowned Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2024. She won $2,300 plus a $500 in-kind scholarship from Mid-State Technical College. Olivia Hewer won first runner-up. Addison Morin was crowned Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2024 with an $1,800 prize. First runner-up, Maya Hernandez. Second, Gianna Peters. Third runner-up, Bianca Bowden. And fourth, Ambrielle Mueller. All the young ladies involved won scholarship money for their participation. The next Ruby's Pantry is scheduled for Saturday, November 18th in Wisconsin Rapids. The online prepay bundles are sold out, but there's still lots of cash pay bundles available the day of. Each bundle is a $25 donation and approximately 70 pounds of food. Ruby's Pantry is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at Pitch Elementary School. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 37. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 7th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two at 3:30, we're going to talk to our friends at the Southland County YMCA, thanks to Tri-City Services. Right now in the studio, we have Joan Kranig. Joan, I get it right?
You did.
I did. Okay. I wanted to double check. Program coordinator with the Lowell Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. Joan, it's been too long. Good to see you.
Thank you. Welcome. I'm glad we came back.
I'm really glad to have you guys with us today. We appreciate everything the Lowell Center does in our community. And I thought that actually might be a good place to kind of kick things off, since it has been a while since you've joined us. Can we give the audience, especially people out there that may not be familiar with the Lowell Center, what is the Lowell Center? What do you all do over there?
Yes, absolutely. The Lowell Center is the senior center in Wisconsin Rapids. So we serve the population aged 50 and older for the Wisconsin Rapids area and the surrounding areas. So that includes, you know, Port Edwards, Vesper. We get people that come from the Plover area that are kind of this side of town. So we provide programs for enrichment. We do social activities there. We have exercise programs, a little bit of everything.
We have a healthy senior population here in central Wisconsin, specifically in Rapids. And it's one of the reasons why something like this is so vital to this community. Because along with that, we also have a lot of those senior members that are alone or maybe don't have somebody at the home with them or something. Having these activities, having things to do, I think is vital to our community. But also something I think that is a life lesson. Because while we have that population here in town, we also have a lot of younger people and people who are seeing these things and seeing how the Lowell Center treats the older people, treats our community. I think it's something that is inspiring as well and reassuring in some ways, whether it's subconscious or not, of the idea of, well, we're all going to get older. It's nice to know that there are these services and things available for when that happens.
Right. And you are correct. We're all going to get to that point. And actually, the Lowell Center is in a building called the Centralia Center, which actually hosts three other agencies.
Yes.
So we also have the ADRC, which is the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. And then we also have the Park Place Adult Daycare. So they provide services during the daytime hours for people who need to put a loved one in some care for the day so they can get out and do their things as well. So there are all of the senior resources that you need. We are all located in that one building.
Joan, I want to get into the program, the holiday events and the bus trips with you, but I am curious. Because it seems like again we have a healthy population in this area, but I'm curious of how often it happens for you where somebody comes in. Oh, I didn't even know you guys were here, or oh, I didn't know these services were available. Does that happen as often as I think it might?
It does. It really does, and unfortunately, it does happen. But I would say at least every other day we have somebody come in that says, "Wow, I didn't know you were here." Hmm. We also run into the problem where we have those that say, "I'm not old enough to be here." And that is not true. Everybody is welcome there. Again, 50 and above. We have programs that, you know, will cover all of those age ranges. So if you want to just come in and be sedentary and play cards for the afternoon, great. If you want to come in and you want to be active and exercise, great. We offer that too. So,
and these let's go ahead and go from that right into the programs. Let's touch on some of these. And these programs are available to anybody in this age range, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Checking first. So what kind of programs do you guys have over there?
We have a little bit of everything, something to interest you. One of the things that we have coming up in December is our holiday party. which will be on December 14th. We'll have some entertainment. We'll have some social time afterwards with refreshments. You do need to register for that, so you want to step in or give us a call. Make sure that we have enough room for everybody. We're also doing a holiday cooking exchange. So, you know, just real simple. You know, people just don't have a lot of family around maybe anymore, but they still want to make a few cookies for the holidays. Oh. A great way to get that done.
That's awesome.
And share your talents, right?
Yeah.
That's coming up on December 19th.
Boy, so. And so many people get so much enjoyment from baking, from absolutely. Making food for others and everything. To be able to still do that, that's a really nice thing to be able to offer.
Mm. Right, absolutely. And another thing, like you had mentioned, was our bus trip. So each month we try to do a bus trip somewhere within the state. We try to stay. It is a motor coach that we take you out on. And one that we do have coming up is December 1st. We're going to the Fireside down in Fort Atkinson. We do have two seats available. We're going to see Scrooge the Musical.
Nice.
And the cost on that is $115 per person. But that's your bus, your trip. Ticket and also your lunch, which is phenomenal at the Fireside.
It's a heck of a deal for that. That's right. Pretty good deal right there.
Door-to-door service. You don't even have to walk. Hop on the bus, hop off the bus. It's great.
When is that taking place?
That is on Friday, December 1st.
Okay. So, is there a cutoff time for registering or for signing up?
First come, first serve on these last two seats. Okay. So just give us a call at the center and we'll give you more information.
Reach out. We'll give you that information before we wrap up today of how to find out about that. That's a fun idea. It's something to look forward to, I think, too.
Absolutely.
As the holiday months can be hard for some people, it's a good idea to have things to look forward to if you know that's coming.
Right. With both of those opportunities, that and the holiday party. Yeah.
When it comes to things like events like this, Joan, is this something that you and your team come up with? Is this something some of the clients suggest? Is it a little bit of the meeting of both worlds?
It's the meeting of both worlds. Yeah. It really is. We try to throw ideas out there. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't. We'll have seniors come up and say, maybe if you tried this instead, that would have worked really great. I definitely would have attended or I would have, you know, signed up to try this class out. So we do have a lot of volunteers. Each of our programs is led by a volunteer at our center. So we get a lot of input back from them as well as things that we could try out or change.
You guys offer a lot of programs to keep adults active, to give people things to do and such. And I think a lot of the times we think of being active physically, but it's not just that. It's also keeping the mind active.
Yes.
There are different things there. I've noticed you guys said you have the puzzle table. You have things like that we can tell people about.
Yes, for both that and we have a library. So it's kind of a you take the books, you take the puzzles. If they come back, great. If they don't, that's okay too. It just provides a social atmosphere for people to sit down. A couple people will often just be sitting at that puzzle table and putting a few pieces in every day. It's great for the brain, great to be socializing with people. And then our library as well is quite large. We just got a very nice donation from the McMillan Library of probably about 500 to 600 large print books.
Nice.
Which we will be working into our library there as well. And again, you just come in, take them. There's no checkout. Bring them back. Great. If not, that's okay too.
You guys have your Silver Cinema you do over there. That is a fun one as well.
It is. Every month we show a movie. Every month. Yep. We did skip out on November because of the Thanksgiving holiday.
Sure.
But we will be back with a holiday movie for Christmas. And then starting again, once a month, we show something there as well. And there's always some kind of snack or treat to draw you in as well.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it, definitely. And I don't know, are you still doing the Wii Bowling? Are you still?
We are. We are finishing up the last of a 10-week league.
Cool.
And always end up
cool.
with a fun little awards banquet. And, you know, we give off some silly awards and whatnot for that, for most turkeys and strikes and whatnot. So. Fun group.
So my papa, my grandfather, loves bowling so much and just doesn't necessarily have the physical ability to be able to do it anymore. People being able to do this, it's so fun. It's a way to still get that activity in and that competitiveness in, which a lot of people...
And there is a little bit of that, too.
You know, we don't think about that as we get older and stuff, not being able to compete like we used to or something, but it's nice to be able to still be a little competitive for fun and having fun with it. And there's the walking path, too. And having something like this in town is so nice to be able to still offer to people. It's a throwback, but it's still so needed in communities.
It really is. And I would say on an average every day, we probably have about 40 to 50 people that come in just to use our walking path. Definitely more so in the winter months with the ice and the snow and cold weather. You'll see it's open from 8 to 4 every single day. And then we also are connected to that Riverwalk hallway where the community theater is. So that allows walkers to kind of walk out there as well and kind of mix up their trail a little bit. And again, a great social opportunity. You'll see couples walking all the time, just chit-chatting, and it makes their time go by quicker. But still getting a little bit of exercise in for the day, yes.
I've spent a lot of time at that theater, you know, being in plays, seeing shows, that kind of thing. And one of my favorite things is to run into people that are just taking the path and just walking and talking with them. Even so, a lot of the time I'll walk with them for a little bit.
Yeah,
it's good exercise for me too. But it's also I never run into somebody who doesn't have a good story or isn't interesting.
Absolutely, anybody in that place will give you a story about something. That's one of the reasons they come there. They come to chat with people.
Well, and that's something else I wanted to make sure that we touched on today when we had a chance to talk. And again, we're speaking with Joanne Craning, program coordinator over at the Lowell Center. Of course, I messed it up the second time. And Joan, when it comes to that part, like all of these things we mentioned are great, and there's other activities we can touch on and such, but the human interaction, the organic running into somebody that we just miss out on as we get older, and maybe we become, you know, a little more isolated because we don't have work taking us out or family taking us out of the house as much. So we really do encourage people out there. Even if some of these activities don't seem that interesting to you, there might be an interesting person there to run into and to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always somebody there to chit chat with. Another opportunity for them is we do offer a lunch Monday through Friday at the center as well. That is actually done through the Aging and Disability Resource Center office. However, it is held at the Lowell Center. They serve lunch at about 11:30, a $4.75 donation for those that are 63 and older. But again, probably 40 to 50 people that come and enjoy lunch every day and have that opportunity to chit chat and, like you said, talk with somebody else, get you out of the house, get you that socialization.
There is services you all offer over there as well, different things to help people, resources for those. I know that the AARP tax service is something that you guys offer. I know that we don't really want to think about taxes, but April comes around a lot closer, faster than we realize, too. What are some of the services that are offered over there?
I'm glad you brought up the ARP tax service, excuse me, because we are starting to look for volunteers for that. It is right around the corner. The service itself provides opportunities, again, for those 50 and older to come on in and have their taxes done. The program is run all by volunteers, and it is done through the ARP Foundation, so they do training and they go through certain specifications to be a volunteer for this program. But we do have availability for somebody who might be newly retired looking to still use those skills. You don't have to be a mad mathematician to do this. We do use all computerized programs, but we are looking for volunteers. We work this program 3 days a week, and so we need people to meet with the taxpayers. We need people to actually prepare the taxes, and then we just kind of have our greeter that floats around and just kind of keeps the show running. So if somebody's interested in volunteering for that program, we would love to have you give us a call at the center.
As far as other resources that you guys have, there's the Senior Resource Center agencies. If people have people want to know who to contact for a certain service, you guys can help with that as well.
Right. Yes, we will certainly give you any direction we can on, you know, if you're looking for services. The Aging and Disability Resource Center is also kind of the main person to go to for those services. But again, all in the same building, so we can get you to where you need to be.
Our friends at the ADRC usually join us like once a month, and this kind of thing comes up too, so the natural kind of fit to bring that up as well with this conversation, and something that you touched on earlier to keep in mind that the Lowell Center is many things and has many things that are available to you if you might need them. I wanted to also get to the some of the culture over there, because you guys have different clubs that we we touched on a little bit, but we didn't get too specific with. I see that you have a book club over there.
We do have a book club. They meet once a month. If you're you're interested in joining one, we get the books for the prior month. We have you read them. You come back. It's always the fourth Monday of every month where we get together and discuss that book for usually about an hour or so. We have a real good group right now, about 20 or so people. So we have a broad input.
On
that.
Well, and that's a throwback too. And it's something that we still, you know, there's still plenty of book clubs out there, but you don't see as many as you used to. And I know how much fun that can be for people, especially if you're readers.
Give you the actual book. Holding a book. It's not none of that, you know, electronic stuff.
That's nice. That's nice.
They love that.
And there's a garden club. I don't know if that's wrapping up now or not, but
it is wrapping up. But they still meet throughout the winter months because we're already in the beginning stages of planning for the next year. In the last few years at the center, along Third Avenue, we put in a nice garden with raised beds, a nice flower garden, and then we put in a nice patio. So there's places to sit, umbrellas and chairs to sit out there. But what we do is whatever produce that we grow all comes into the center, and people are welcome to take that for free to go home and enjoy with themselves or with family members, whatever the case may be. So it's a great club. And then sometimes, you know, it's not all vegetables and flowers. They'll talk about succulents and, you know, other types of plants as well. So
I like that they get together even in the winter and plan things out. And all that—that's something to look forward to. It's kind of fun, you know, when you're passionate about a subject like this, it doesn't matter what the weather's doing. You want to talk about it. You want to get into it. Want to learn more. And planning ahead is so vital too. I don't know much about gardening, but I do know that planning ahead is a good idea.
It is definitely. They're a fun group too. They also do a couple of field trips, so is what they call them. But they'll go to other greenery houses and things of that sort as well. You know, when it comes time to buy flowers in the spring, they'll load up in somebody's van and do lunch and make a day of it. So it's a fun, again, social activity. And still being active.
Joan, I've been writing since I was 12. I love writing. I love supporting writers and all that. And I see the Lowell Center Writers here. What is that?
This is a group that is exactly like you said. They're writing their stories down. So they meet as well twice a month normally. And what they're doing is just that, writing down their stories. So it might be, you know, write about your wedding day, or write about your first grandchild being born, or, you know, what was your first school day like that you remember? So, which is really good for the brain as well, just opening up that old file cabinet and bringing those memories forward and putting them down on paper. And, you know, they always say to me, who's going to read this? Who's going to want to know this? But honestly, I have picked up those books and I can't put them down. You start reading them, and even if I don't even know that person, those stories are just so amazing to hear, because it's not something we've ever experienced more than likely, because most of them have gone through the depression, so their stories are a whole lot different than ours. But it's good for them just in the soul to write those stories down as well and get them.
There's a lot of layers to this one. You know, I think the most, and especially you probably know way better than I do on this subject, but when it comes to Alzheimer's, dementia, one of the ways of combating that is keeping the brain active and rehashing memories, keeping them at the top of the surface, I think I've read, is the way they kind of describe it metaphorically and everything. So that part is wonderful. Keeping that brain exercise and keeping that brain healthy, going to keep it using it a lot longer. And that's a good thing. That's a positive right there.
Right.
When I was a kid, I read a Harry Houdini a biography. Okay. It just blew my mind. I was so excited. My new favorite person was Harry Houdini, and I couldn't read enough about him and everything. But where I was growing up, there were a lot of homeless people, and I ended up becoming friends with a couple of them. And I'm a really young kid, but there was a gentleman that I will never forget. Desmond, his name was, and he was a vet. And he was homeless. And I thought his story was so interesting. And I remember, I'm only like 10 or 13 or something like that, but I didn't think anybody else was ever going to know his story. And I thought that it would be so cool to see stories like that out there. Why is it just celebrities that have biographies?
Right.
Why doesn't everybody? Everybody's got a story to tell, and everybody's story is interesting. And let's be honest, sometimes a lot more interesting than some of these celebrity stories.
You're right.
This is the essence of that.
It is.
I can't tell you what how heavy my heart is singing right now reading and thinking about this.
Yeah.
You're so right about this, Joan. If one person reads that, that person is going to get a lot from this.
Yeah.
Along with the other layers to this of keeping the brain healthy, the action of maybe your loved ones getting to read a story. Well, I didn't know granddad went through this. I didn't know this part or something. Like, there's a lot of cool to this.
Yeah. And it really is. It's just a healing process for some of these people as well. You know, some of those times were very difficult for them. And so it's good for them to, you know, put them down on paper. It gets it out for them. They feel so amazing afterwards. They'll just tell me like, wow, that was just such a relief off of my shoulders. I didn't tell a soul. I didn't read it. I literally wrote it down on the paper and I burnt it in my fireplace, or, you know, I put it through my paper shredder, you know, but just that process of them doing that is really just healthy for them as well.
I didn't even think of that part of it. You're so right. I mean, that's something that we all kind of learn in one way or another, or we're taught or something, that it's therapeutic to write these things out, to get them off of our chest, even if nobody ever sees it. Yep. That's a really cool part of this too. I didn't even think of. That's awesome. What a nice class. It's a really cool thing.
Thanks.
The Make Your Mark Journal class also sounds very interesting to me.
Yep. And basically those are kind of two different classes that we have just recently just combined.
Okay.
They were kind of doing the same thing. It was just different days. We put them together. Yeah.
What about the senior sing-along group? Did you combine all those? No, I'm joking. It'd be an interesting combination.
That is like the most fun group we have, honestly. It is a group of singers. Some of them are professional, not really, but they love it, you know. Some of them can't carry a tune, but they love to sing, and that is what it is all about. This group comes to the Lowell Center on the first Tuesday of every month. They practice their little skits and their songs for the month, and the rest of the month they go out to various assisted living and nursing homes within the area here, and they do little like 1 hour performances on Tuesday afternoons.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is great. You know, they pull out the kazoos, they pull out their their costumes. There are a lot of things that they do, and they sing the old time music. So, you know, you're not going to hear anything recent, you know. I mean, they are really the oldies. Mm. And what's great is when we do go to these nursing homes or the assisted livings, and those people who do have those memory care issues or Alzheimer's, it's a big thing with music. So, you know, you'll see those people start tapping their toes or just kind of nodding along to it, because it just opens up all of those memories for them.
That one hit the heart. That's beautiful to think of. Oh, that's awesome.
It's an amazing group. They are awesome.
You know, we do a show, Director's Cut, on the weekends, where we feature local artists and everything, get to know them, talk to them a little bit. I'd love to have them on. I'd love to have some of the members on sometime and really get to talk to them a little bit. We got to talk about that. We'll talk off air.
We'll do that. I think they would love that too. Yes.
We'd love to have them. Mutual love right there, because we'd love to have them if they'd love to be on. One of the things I did want to make sure that we mentioned as well before we wrap up is the trip one more time, because it sounds so much fun, and I want to make sure that we can get as many people on that bus as we can.
Yeah. Again, for the one that is in December, we have two seats left. It's for Scrooge the Musical, December 1st, and that's down at the Fireside. Cost on that is $115 per person. That is your motor coach. Those are your gratuities. That's your lunch and your ticket show. So definitely, give us a call. There's only two seats left on that. But if we have a few minutes or two, real quick, we do have other trips coming up already planned for next year. In March, we will be going to Appleton to see the Passion Play. And that is a phenomenal show. Yeah. It is a community-based program with over 100 people in their cast, the live animals. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing that. We've already got booked to go see Beautiful, which is the Carole King musical.
Oh, my mom is jealous of you.
That is down at the Fireside as well. That's in April. And then in June, we have booked to see the Tina Turner musical in June. And that is at the Overture in Madison.
I'm going with. Hey, this is going to be fun. Know,
50 or not, we can maybe slide down the bus, right?
I'll volunteer. I'll be a help.
There you go.
If people want to sign up for those, find out more about them, send them to the website, or
they can go to the website. There will be information on there. If they click on our newsletter link, that's where they will find it, or they can just give us a call or swing by. We've got lots of material.
Glad you brought up the newsletter. A Good Life, the newsletter, is a great newsletter. Great way to keep up on all the things that we have been talking about today. So want to encourage people to sign up for that, and certainly want to encourage, you know, you mentioned the age thing. It doesn't matter what age you are. Volunteering at the Lowell Center is one of the greatest uses of your time and one of the great ways to put back into your community. Mm-hmm. So many people are looking ways to do that nowadays, and not everybody has dollars dollars and cents to donate, but you maybe have an hour or two you can donate and put into the Lowell Center. We mentioned this with ADRC all the time with Meals on Wheels. Not a big time restraint, but a great way to help out your community.
Yes.
If you want to find out more about things at the Lowell Center or you want to find out more about volunteering, Joan, how can they get in contact with you?
They can stop by. We are there Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30 and talk with us in person. You can give us a call at 715-421-1051, and we will probably have a volunteer receptionist answering that phone call. She'll get you over to the right person. We'll let you know where we have opportunities that we need some volunteers to help out.
We cannot go this long without hanging out again. We'll see you very soon, okay? I'm not even going to say you got to come back. We'll see you soon. That's what I'm saying.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you for the time, Joan. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on Midday Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Some property owners have been recently surprised by their property assessment results. Here's Brittany Merlot with why that's happening in our area.
Property assessment standards in Wisconsin have to be within 90 to 110% of market value. Research from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found many municipalities last year were not meeting the state standards and were evaluating properties less than 90%. With properties being undervalued, now these municipalities have to redo evaluations to meet that 100% market value. Stevens Point City Assessor says the biggest cosmetic changes to add value to your home right now are kitchens and bathrooms. However, even if you've done nothing to your house in the last 5 years, your property value can still go up because your house has to move with the market.
There's a candlelight hike at Tri-Norris Winter Park in Nakusa. It's this Thursday, November 9th, from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be concessions available to purchase. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 37. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 7th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mayloff here, and we have a couple of our great friends from the Southwood County YMCA in with us right now. We have our good friend, Aaron Hess, Branch Executive Director. Always good to see you, Aaron.
Thank you. Good to be back.
It seems like it's been a while. It seems like it's been a little while. So
sometimes
it's good to...
other people want to come here, and then I get left out.
I get it. Well, it's good to have you here. Thanks a lot. And thank you for bringing Sarah Wheeler is with us as well, community health worker. Sarah, good to see you.
Yes, good to see you, too.
Appreciate the time. time. Thanks a lot for being here. And I have to tell you both right away, I love your glasses. Both of you have wicked awesome glasses. You're immediately making me think I got to get different colored glasses. Yeah. I got to get some more fun looking glasses. I like that. We have a lot to talk about today. I don't want to waste too much time talking fashion. We got things to get to. Sarah, do you want to start us off?
Sure. I wanted to talk today about a new program that we have launched within the last month or two called Forever Well. It's a program for active agers, 55 and older. And some other whys have this program. It was a need in our community that I feel like could really serve our Y members and our community in general. The concept behind the program is for people of this age or older to connect with each other, improve their health by socializing and getting a sense of community, doing activities together, something for them to look forward to. And we can definitely serve them at the Y. We have a lot of good opportunities for that. Our Forever Well program that we currently do is meeting every Monday, and we have different activities each week. So the first week of the month is games. So that could look like bingo, it could look like cribbage, it could look like getting to know you games, things like that. Mostly it's whatever they want to do, not what I want to do,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And that kind of is the premise of this whole program as well, mm-hmm. that it's, for me, a general outline, but whatever they want to make of it is what I'm trying to cater to. So then the second week would be...
Real quick, Sarah,
oh, sure.
You mentioned age range. What age range are we specifically talking about?
55 and older.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then the second week will be a learning hour that might look like watching something on YouTube that they want to learn about, bringing in a guest speaker from the community to learn about technology. We had Jacob Wagner from Department of Health come in and talk about prescriptions, prescription take back days, locations, how to properly store your prescriptions. It was wonderful. And he brought tons of swag, which everybody loves swag.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
He does do that. Yeah,
so that was, you know, that was a big hit. This next time for this month, we have our Healthy Living Director. She's going to be doing the learning hour talking about ways to use the equipment upstairs because that was something they had suggested in the group was, I want to learn how to use the equipment safely.
Mm-hmm.
The free weights or some of the machines, and I myself wouldn't mind learning, so booked her for that day.
Smart. Well played.
And then the third week we do a creating hour. Mm. So it could be a craft, it could be something themed with the holidays obviously coming up. We did a fall painting this last month with broccoli.
Nice.
It was, you know, Pinterest is my friend.
Yeah,
so,
right on, yeah.
And ironically, my kids had the day off that day, so they were my helpers, and everybody enjoyed that.
Perfect.
Then the fourth week is a potluck. Last time we had a huge spread of food. Everybody brought something to share, their favorite snack. This next month, we'll probably, we're doing a Thanksgiving potluck.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some signups for that. And the fifth week, if there's a fifth week in the month, we are going over to the Boys and Girls Club because how great is that? That we share a door back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we've created a relationship with them where my active agers can come over and utilize their facility. They have a sound booth, they have music room, they have pool tables. And the last time that we went over there, we're playing Wii bowling.
Nice.
And that
nice.
Was really fun to see them trying something new and enjoying it and laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all sorts of good opportunities with this group to make connections. Social isolation and depression is something that once you get older, you need that connection with people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that our Y is this program, this Forever Well program, is a member benefit. So there's no charge to come to these weekly meetings. There's no charge to come and create something or learn about something. Now, there's otherwise that also offer trips, day trips, One Y in Fox Cities does international trips, which, I wouldn't mind if we did that. I could go somewhere warm in the winter, right?
Yeah. Sign me up. Go to Cancun.
Maybe everybody would want to join in on that.
I'm so sorry, everybody. We're going to Jamaica this year.
Darn.
Oh, darn it. Well, I guess we got to go. Pack up.
Exactly.
We're leaving right now. So, Sarah, if you don't mind, to me, I love things with layers, and there's a lot of layers to this. So I want to take some time with this program. For one, you mentioned that this is being done in otherwise.
Yes.
So it seems like a program that is really designed, and I'm sure I'm not alone on this one. My family's been affected by Alzheimer's, dementia. I've done a lot of research on these subjects. Everything you just shared there is stuff that helps with these things. It helps prevent that thing. So I think there is an interesting and much needed point to bring up with that, especially with the age range we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have no history of this in your family. It's still not a bad idea to work out that brain.
Right.
We don't know a whole lot of ways of combating Alzheimer's or dementia. One of them that we are very certain of, that science has shown us over and over again, keep that brain active.
Right.
Keep it healthy. Keep it working. Keep it interested. But it's not enough to just, have a puzzle to do. It's important to have other actions for the brain to do, things to look forward to, interacting with people. All of this program has all of that there for it. I know it's not specifically designed just for that, but I can't help with how much Alzheimer's dementia affects so many of us. To think of that, to think that that's a nice added bonus to this.
Well, and it just goes along with mental health, having that healthy relationship where you're going out, you're being with other people who are in your community, who are in the same boat, have been through a lot of life, and able to connect with them and build relationships. It gives you something to look forward to. It definitely decreases the risk of a lot of different chronic diseases. So it's kind of, like you said, there's lots of layers to the program. It might seem like it's very simplistic, but the effect of that socialization really has a ripple effect in their life and gives them something to get up and get going to. And they do it amongst other things at the Y. They have other programs that they're coming to, and then they come to this. It's just really nice, a compliment to the Y.
That's a great way to put it, a compliment to these. They all complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
And piggybacking off of that a little bit, you mentioned the Boys and Girls Club and interacting with them. Wonderful for all of those groups, all those people to be able to interact a little bit together and to be able to use some of the services over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the, again, added layer to this to me, there's a lot of kids over there at the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. Them seeing how, seniors, adults, how handling their life and being a bopping around and everything. Kids are watching. Kids are seeing this stuff and seeing how that we treat our seniors, how we handle ourselves as seniors.
Mm-hmm.
It's inspiring. It's something to look forward to. Something to inspire these kids. Not to say that kids are sitting there watching this or even around to see any of this. But the idea of it, even a possibility, is a positive too. And for seniors, for people that are older, when we're around younger people, or even younger activities, it tends to bring that out of us. You mentioned the Wii bowling and things like that. I'm like, I know my papa is in his late 90s. He loves bowling. He misses bowling so much. That kind of stuff is something that he gets that out of his system still a little bit, still has some fun, along with a little competitiveness that he can't help. He can't help with that part. But it's being Italian. It's so much fun on so many different levels with this program like this. It seems like there's other angles too to it.
Well, I was just going to say that when you do these activities with these older adults, it's such a humbling learning experience because you're doing this wee bowling and come to find out that one of the people who was there used to bowl and he knew all the terms and he was really good at it.
Yeah.
So
seeing
him light up at something that now he really can't do, physically he can't do it, but here it's this virtual experience that he hasn't experienced before.
Mm.
His face, he was so happy, and it was so fun to see that transformation. And then also you learn what their past is. You start learning about them and you realize that they have so much experience to share.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've started a walking club at the Y and come to find out one of the members used to do walking marathons, but he can't do them anymore. And how great that was to learn about him, that he had won medals for these walking marathons. Just things that if you actually spend time to listen and get to know them, that they have so much knowledge to share and wisdom. And so this group is, it's a fun group. I would love to get it growing, because the more involvement, the bigger the impact for them.
I'm definitely getting older because I'm repeating myself in two shows back to back here. But I was actually with our friends from the Lowell Center just talking about this because of the writing program that they have over there.
Yeah.
As a kid, I read a Harry Houdini biography that just changed my life. And I thought it was so amazing. And I immediately not just fell in love with Harry Houdini, but in biographies and reading about people. But I also, where I was growing up, had a lot of homeless people there and became friends with some of them. And I was mentioning to Sarah, this gentleman, Desmond, that I knew that was a vet that was homeless for a long time and had such an interesting life to me. And I thought as a kid, who else is going to know this story? Who else is going to hear this story? This deserves to be out there just as much as Harry Houdini's story does. Everybody truly has a story to tell, and all of them are unique and beautiful and special, every single one of them. The person that I'm saying this to is that person. Like, I'm not speaking to us. We get that. We as human beings, we, you know, but as people, we're so hard on ourselves and we tend to look at it. Well, my story ain't that interesting. I was just having this conversation with my papa. My papa, 17, lied about his age so he could fight for this country, goes into Korea, goes into World War II, was a truck driver for 40 some years. I can keep going. I mean, he's like, his story is so interesting. Yeah. Yet you ask him, he's like, I lived. Like, no, man, you lived. You really had a life. He's not alone. That generation, so many people out there, they don't really think that they have much of a story to tell. I think it's one of our incentives to encourage them to tell these stories, to share them. And that's the kind of thing that can happen with a program like this. Some of those, while so much is great planned here, I think so much, too, is organic and can just happen just from being in that place at that time.
Right. And what I like about the group, too, is that they have tons of ideas of fun they want to have. And I just always say to them, this is your group, not mine. What do you want to do? We took a trip last month to the Woodson YMCA in Wausau. We got a tour of their facility. They have an amazing, I guess it wouldn't be 55 and older. It's like a senior center. And it's called The Landing. So we got a tour of the whole facility. It was breathtaking. It was gorgeous. And then we went out to lunch at the Wausau Mine Company. And these are some of the things that I'm going to be doing with them. I'm hoping to take everybody to the Pain in, I believe it's Oshkosh, next month, and see their Nutcracker exhibit with the seniors. And so these types of things are things that they want to do. They want to get out and have fun together. And I'm excited about the program in general.
Is it a program, too, because you mentioned this is based on other programs. Is this something, too, that you're kind of adapting to the area? You're listening to people and kind of think, oh, well, this might work a little bit better here than others. Something that you're going to work on over the years, kind of adapting it more and more?
Yeah, I think so. We'll adapt it to what works, what doesn't. You know, what time frame works, what trips work, what activities. You know, I started off the gaming day with like decks of cards. I had no idea what anybody wanted to do. And come to find out they want to do more group activities as a game. So just stuff like that, trying to evolve the process with what they actually want, listening and then trying to go from there.
You know, Sarah, one other thing that I wanted to make sure to mention too is we hear about a program like this and it just sounds like, well, there is nobody in that age range that couldn't benefit from this, not only for health and mental and all these things, but a fun thing too. Like there's that part of it as well. But then I think of how often I have people like yourselves come in and we talk about these programs. And the next time I talk to you, I hear that, well, we had a good turnout, but it could have been better or something like that. I feel like I'm not doing my job good enough if we're not getting these things out there enough. So can we get this out there more to people? How can we as a community help you guys do your job and get this information out there more? Is it water cooler talk? Is it sharing it on social media? Are these the kind of things we can do?
Definitely. I mean, any sort of like sharing of our events that we have. Yes, word of mouth always is wonderful. I don't know. I think we'll be putting more things out on social media, on our website.
I hope this doesn't sound like this falls on you guys, because it doesn't. Oh. I think you guys are doing all you can, and very similar to the Lowell Center or to ADRC or any other groups that we have come in when it comes to events or different programs or classes that are offered. There's not a lot of resources to be able to get this information out there. I think that these organizations I just mentioned, including yourselves, all doing way better than average. Are you doing your job? I think it's more so on us as media to cover these things more and to get them out there more. And so we want to help with that any way we can. I know that we've got some programs that Aaron and I we're going to talk about in a moment and bring a light to. Yeah. But and we'll get the information out there before we wrap up as well, Sarah, how people can contact you and find out more about this program. But do appreciate you telling us about it. It's very cool. Cool program. We're speaking with Aaron and Sarah from the Southwood County YMCA. I want to say a big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring the segment. Always thank them. Buy local, support local. And Aaron, now it's your turn to work. I was going to do it eventually. I went through about halfway through the episode. I was like, all right, now I'm going to make Aaron work. Sarah can take a breather for a second.
Yes, I'm going to take a sip of water here.
Aaron, I do know that we got some really cool programs coming, or fun things coming up over at the Y that we want to touch on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So one thing that's coming up really quick is our next Kids in the Kitchen adventure. I call it an adventure.
It is an adventure.
Yeah, yes. So it's this Saturday. And so Tiana, we're fortunate. We have Tiana Hamm as our registered dietitian. And she does such a good job with all ages, from kids to older adults, you name it. And she's able to put this program together to teach kids how to do some fun cooking that pretty much, you know, most ages can do. So the one this Saturday is cheesy eggs in a hole, which I don't know anybody that wouldn't love that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Remember making that with my kids?
Yeah, my kids love it.
Yeah. And of course, the goal is, you know, they try, if they haven't had it, of course, they're going to try it. And then for the older kids that are there, for them to have that opportunity to learn how to cook it for themselves, maybe they take that home and teach mom and dad how to cook.
One of the greater skill sets you can learn is just is simple cooking things, different stuff to learn in the kitchen, and if anything, getting the reps in the kitchen, getting more comfortable in a kitchen or in that setting. That's really good for kids too. The younger you're able to do it, the better.
Absolutely. You know, it was fun this weekend. My youngest son is 22, and he slept over at the house, and we made sourdough. So I love making sourdough bread, but he's just learning how to cook for himself. Single guy, living on his own, blah, blah, blah. Is tired of eating out, so he's learning how to cook and do all this stuff. But so me and my 22, how fun is that?
Yeah.
You know, just making something as simple as
awesome.
As sourdough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now you start your kids young and teach them the joy of cooking rather than the ugh. I think, and both of you can probably relate, you know, a lot of, you know, we're in this world where we're racing back and forth here, there, and everywhere. And a lot of times you end up having to do the Quick Trip dinner or the McDonald's and there's nothing, and there's no shame to that whatsoever.
Half my body weight is cereal. Yes. I couldn't agree with this class more. We need more kids learning how to do these things. Yes. Do not end up like me.
Life skills.
Seriously.
What kind of cereal? All
of them. Usually it depends on what the milk. Like, I like Cocoa Pebbles because I get chocolate milk afterwards because I'm still a teenager inside in many ways. I'm over joking here. But when I was little, my nana, I spent a lot of time with my nana in the kitchen, my grandmother. And she and her family come from Italy, come from the old world, and cooking and teaching cooking is such an integral part of our family and life, and handing these things down. It's easily one of the greatest things that have happened to me in my life is learning some simple things in the kitchen and being able to not only take care of myself, but the wonderful joy of cooking for others. There's very few things in the world that feel as good as making something for somebody and seeing them enjoyed and seeing them enjoy and getting a good meal or a good snack or something like that. It's a nice class.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the drop-in shop. I want to make sure we talk about that before we let you go. I love this one.
I know, yeah. So we're not dropping kids, but... So we brought this back. We haven't done this in years. And Stephanie Tiffany Lund brought this program back, where Saturday, December 16th, you know, if you have kids and you want to go out and get some shopping done, whether it's for Christmas or whatever holiday or you name it, or you just want to go to the coffee shop and have a couple hours to enjoy coffee and not...
Some Christmas coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's Saturday, December 16th from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m., and you're bringing your kids to the Y. We have lined up some great crafts, activities. They're going to be going in the Adventure Center to have some fun. They'll have games in the gymnasium. And then, of course, snacks, because kids need to eat.
Nobody, all the snacks.
Nobody needs a hangry kid.
No.
Love snacks.
Love snacks, yes. Yeah. Snack. Yeah. I heard snacks.
We're in.
All in, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So you just sign up for this. I mean, deadline for registration is December 9th, because, of course, we want to be able to have enough stuff on hand for the number of kids that are registered and whatnot. But just what a fun time. I mean, it's a stressful time of year. And let's be honest, we all love our kids. Sometimes we just need a little bit of time away from them.
Yeah.
And we can focus on getting things done that we need to get done. Maybe you got to put your tree up, and
or maybe you want to get a present for them and you don't want them to see it. That's
all
key.
Good points right there. Yeah. All of those. What an awesome idea. A fantastic idea. I love that you threw that in there. That's part of what I love talking with you about. We do love our kids. We want to make sure that's very clear that we love our children.
Yes.
That being said, we could use a brick. Kids get this. I think even kids could use a break from us sometimes and everything.
Yep. And they need
matter what the age is.
They need a break in the routine, especially when you have kids that, you know, maybe they're school or daycare X number of hours, and then they have their activity after school or whatnot. It's a little bit of a break in the routine where they go. Their only requirement is to have fun.
Yes.
You know, for 4 hours, our goal is to make sure that you have fun and you don't miss mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or guardian, whoever.
Yeah.
You just go there, have a great time, and then when you get picked up, you know, maybe you have a little bit more of a relaxed parent.
I like that. Especially, you know, most kids aren't necessarily big on shopping. They're not really big on doing some of these things. Maybe hunting a tree down for some or something like that might be a little different. But as far as putting it up, that's not really going to interest them that much. Now, something like this, all of a sudden that time is spent with them, maybe interacting with other people, interacting with other kids, and getting a chance to really enjoy the holiday season. I know you're kidding around a little bit there, but both parties, the parents, the kids, all coming back together, and maybe in a little bit more better spirits or a little more healthier spirits.
Yep, absolutely.
Is there a limit on that? Because I can't imagine how many people are going to be using that program.
Stephanie did not give me a limit.
Okay.
Sky's the limit.
I'm
going to say 500. No.
Let Stephanie know I will help if she needs it. She might. I hope we have a great turnout for it. Do we have anything else? Got about a minute left. Did you have anything else you wanted to touch on?
Oh, yeah, real quick. Breakfast with the Grinch. That's coming up on Saturday, December 9th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is a holiday classic. You know, this is what we traditionally offer this.
Yeah.
This year it's at the Boys and Girls Club.
Cool.
So we're able to take in even more families, more kids, so that they can, every year when we've had it out at Camp Alexander, we've had to turn people away because Lester Hall just isn't big enough. So again, here goes that partnership with Boys and Girls Club where we're able to share spaces and be able to open this up to even more families.
If people want to find out more about the things we have talked about today, Sarah, how can they get in touch with you?
They can email me, wheeler@southwoodcountyymca.org, or I have my work number, 608-673-7247.
Excellent. Thank you again for the time, Sarah. Appreciate it. And Aaron, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, people are welcome to shoot me an email. So it's my last name, Hess, H-E-S-S, at swcymca.org, or give me a call, too, at 715-818-6017.
I want to send a big thank you to the Y, also being a sponsor of our segment, The Kitchen's Open, the segment we have on our morning show that Melissa does such an amazing job with. We appreciate you all for that.
Absolutely.
Want to say a big thank you to Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. We appreciate them doing that. You can find out more at swcymca.org, swcymca.org, and be sure to follow the Southwood County YMCA on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up on things going on in your community. We will talk again real soon, you two. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
More Midday Magazine. Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin says he believes voters will flip the state today and give Republicans control of the legislature. When that happens,
I will support one bill that will protect life at 15 weeks, a bill that will have exceptions for rape and incest and when the life of the mother is at risk.
Israel's prime minister says there will be no ceasefire and its military will maintain security control in Gaza. The BBC's Paul Adams.
What the prime minister was saying was a recognition that when the fighting is over, whenever that is, then Israel is going to be, for the time being at least, in security, in military control of the Gaza Strip.
The CDC says babies born with syphilis are being born, rather, at the highest rate in decades. Reporter Alexander Tin.
Similar to previous years, the CDC says that 88% of cases didn't get timely testing or treatment for syphilis during pregnancy. That could substantially curb rates of the severe infections in babies.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years.